Good morning. Welcome to all of you. It's lovely to see you here and a very happy Christmas. Who's been up since 7 o'clock? Who's been up since 6 o'clock? 5 o'clock? 4 o'clock? Well, my commiserations to you, but welcome to you. Why don't you find someone to say happy Christmas to that you haven't greeted yet? Go and say hello, happy Christmas to somebody. Nice to see you again. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas, Tom. Hiya, happy Christmas. Hiya. Happy Christmas. Hello, hi, happy Christmas to you. Hi. Hiya. Do sit down. Always a recipe for chaos, that one. Let's stand up as we sing together our first carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. Please sit down. It's always interesting when somebody who talks a lot gets lost for words. And the Apostle Paul, looking back at the life of Jesus, suddenly runs out of things to say. He says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. His indescribable gift that we celebrate this morning. Friends, let's pray together. Father, for this indescribable gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, to us. For all that this day means to us. For all the reasons you give us to rejoice. For these things, we thank you this morning. Amen. Let's stand and sing again together, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Do please sit down. Now, some of you have been up since the wee small hours, have some presents with you that you had this morning. I'm dying to see some of them. Can't see all of them. Who's got something new that I had this morning to show me? What have you got, Danik? Can you tell me what it is?
A Lego minifigure key ring.
It's a pretty darn cool Lego minifigure key ring too. Brilliant. Who else has got it? What have you got, Keris?
I've got an LOL I Spy pet.
Okay. It has rather large glasses, so it can spy things. What else have we got? What have you got? That looks complicated.
I've got a smiggle bendy thing.
It's a what?
A
smiggle bendy thing. Oh, sorry, you can't have this back. I like this. And a spendless. Oh, look. Oh, you can play with that for hours. That's brilliant. Okay. So if you ever have a boring sermon, you could play with it during that. It won't happen, of course. But yeah, what have you got?
Type of space game, and also you need to get all of the balls on here, and if you are finished you can put them in here.
Oh, that's brilliant. Him saying about a space game, my previous church had someone who was in charge of the UK space programme, and there was meant to be something landing on a comet on Christmas morning, the Eagle, it was called, and he'd bought a special Christmas jumper to appear on the BBC, and he prepared his line to say the Eagle has landed, and it missed the blinking thing and didn't land. So make sure you get all those in the right place. Who else has got something? I'm running. Oh, hang on. Going to come around the back there. Oh, no, here's one. What have you got? You've got the Hulk.
Hulk smash.
Hulk smash. He looks pretty fierce, actually. And a whacking great hammer. Look, okay. What else have we got? Anybody else down here? Yeah, what have you got? That looks like a lovely car. What have you got?
A race car.
A racing car. Look out for that in the car park. What else have we got? Oh, what have you got?
A penguin.
It's a really cute penguin. Sorry, I'm not taking him away. I'm just lifting him up, promise. A really cute penguin. Thank you. What else have we got down this side? What have you got? Oh.
A police Playmobil car.
Look at that. Do the lights flash? I'm such a kid. I want to know whether the lights... Oh, and they do. Look at that. What is not to love about a police car with real flashing lights? Brilliant. What else have we got? What else have we got? Anybody? Yeah, what have you got?
I've got a Batgirl toy.
A Batgirl toy. Can I hold her just for a minute? Wow, look at that. She's really tall, isn't she? Really tall. Okay, anybody else? What is this that you're holding?
A Pomsy.
A Pomsy. A Pomsy. Well, why didn't I know that? So I've got to show you this. Look, after the flashing lights, we have flashing weird eyes. There we are. Brilliant. If that doesn't keep you awake tonight. Anybody up here? What have you got? You can show me. I won't tell anyone.
Squishy.
A squishy. Can I have a squish? Ooh. If I could just have this in one hand and your bendy toy in the other, I'd be occupied for the whole morning. That's brilliant. Lots of, anybody else? Lots of lovely things people have had this morning. Lots of lovely gifts as we think of God's gift to us. Can I read you a little bit of that story? Just a little bit of the story when that gift was given. So we read, Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem in the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And with that, the world changed, and the greatest gift ever was given. Let's stand up and sing again today. Come on and celebrate.
Yeah.
Do please sit down. Phil, if we could have that slide for the offering, please. I always think it's really good on Christmas Day to take up an offering together, physically to take up an offering. On a day when we receive so much, to give something away is a really good thing to do. And today it's going to Spurgeon's Children's Charity, used to be Spurgeon's Childcare. And their strapline is that no child should face life's struggles alone. No child should face life's struggles alone. And they run all kinds of different things for teenage parents. They run a project called Satterdads. You need to listen to that carefully. Satterdads Project. Girls in Gangs, the Be Leave Project. Separated Parents Information Programme. Families and Criminal Justice Programme. They're really all over it in terms of lots of different areas of need where children might be facing life struggles alone. And they've made it their aim, their mission, to make sure that doesn't happen. So I can ask the Cutts family, I think they're primed for this, if you would, to take up an offering now, which will go to the work of Spurgeon's Children's Charity. Father, thank you for these gifts. Thank you for your indescribable gift to us. Please, will you bless this money on its way, that it might help those children who are in the greatest need. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Just pop it on the table. In a moment, we're going to find out what's hiding inside here. But first of all, we're going to sing another carol together. And then I'm going to open up this sack at the front, and we'll see what I've got inside it. Let's stand and sing together, first of all, the first Noel. Thank you, Jonathan. please sit down. Now then, you've been very patient. Let's have a little rummage to see what's in here. Anyone want to guess what's in here?
Presents.
Yeah, it's had a Christmas makeover, actually. Look, here we are. Here's the story box. But it kind of doesn't stop there. Because it being Christmas, I thought we'd have a Christmas bag inside. Do you know, actually, do you want to go back for a minute? There's a reason for it. Go back to where you were and stand up. Go back to where you were and stand up, all right? Are you any good at catching? Because you're going to need to. Oh, somebody get it. Oh, someone get that one. Try over this way. Someone get that one. Hey, brilliant. Okay. Have we recovered the one from behind the radiator yet? Excellent. That's good. Otherwise, my story's had it. Oh, it's all going to the same place. I'll just stand somewhere different. Hang on. Oh, right. Okay. Now, any children who've got one of those, this is where the fun starts. Can you find an adult to bring it to the front? So nominate an adult to bring it up to the front. Let's get all of those. So if you either got a plate as an adult or you're a child who got one and you're going to give it to an adult, you have to come all the way up, please, right the way up here. Because if we're going to embarrass you, we need to do it properly, I think. So, okay. So inspired by Open House earlier on in the year, when we told the Easter story with emojis, we're going to tell the Christmas one. But what we really need to do, first of all, is see whether these people can actually mimic the emoji they're holding. Sorry they're not yellow, by the way. I could not find a yellow plate for love nor money anywhere in Newbury. So this is the festive version. So you've got embarrassed. Can we check the... Oh, brilliant. You have got... What does it say on the back of yours? Angry. So embarrassed, angry. You've got... Surprised. Excellent. You've got happy. You've got
afraid.
Oh, that's quite convincing. And you've got
confused.
Confused.com. Excellent. Let's just check those because we'll tell the story in a minute. So we've got confused. We've got
afraid.
We've got happy. We've got surprised. We've got angry. And we've got embarrassed. Brilliant. Okay, I need to get to my story now. So just be, you know, ready to do it when the moment comes. Actually, let's just put those up here so we can see all the faces, see how well they're doing with imitating them. Okay. Are you listening? Because you need to be ready for your cue. All right? A long time ago, in a town far away, a young girl called Mary was going about her daily tasks, her head full of all the exciting things the future might hold. Suddenly, a huge, bright, shining angel appeared before her and explained that she was to give birth to a very special baby, Jesus, God's son. She was amazed, but nodded and said that she would do it. A little while later, Joseph, her fiancé, was tossing and turning about in his sleep. He was sad and troubled about what to do. In fact, he was downright puzzled. An angel came to him in a dream to explain that all was well, that the baby should be named Jesus, and that the whole world would be glad that he had come. Joseph woke up and did what he was told. He was still puzzled. He was still puzzled. Excellent. But he did it anyway. Later still, Mary and Joseph had to travel all the way to Bethlehem for a census. They could only travel slowly, and by the time they got there, every room in every inn was booked. There was no Airbnb. It hadn't been invented yet. So they didn't know what to do. In the end, they knocked on the door of the very last inn. The innkeeper was really embarrassed that he had no room to give them. He was even more embarrassed when he had to give them his stable. What a place for a baby to be born. Meanwhile, some shepherds out in the hills didn't know nothing about any babies. Nobody tells us nothing, they said. That was nobody tells me nothing, okay? Except that night. That night it wasn't true. One angel, then two, then skyfuls of them turned up to tell the shepherds all about the baby Jesus. The shepherds were afraid, but they decided to go and investigate. When they did and saw the baby, it made their day, and they told everyone who would listen all about it. A long way away, three wise men were riding, riding, riding in pursuit of a star. When they got to the royal palace, no baby king was to be found, which made them feel sad. When they got to the stable, there he was. They were so happy to see him. Look at that happy face. And they handed over their precious gifts. Meanwhile, Herod was really angry. I'm king, he said. In a really quiet voice. I'm king, he said. We don't need another one, he said. Not fair, and stamped his foot. Like that, brilliant. And he stamped his foot really hard. We won't take much notice of him, though. Nobody likes a cross patch at Christmas. Give these people a round of applause. You can go sit down now. And the reason I put the angry one really tiny is, like I say, nobody likes a cross patch at Christmas. Trouble is, there's quite a lot of them around. Most UK households will have five arguments on Christmas Day. The second one usually takes place at 13 minutes past 10 o'clock, so you dodge that bullet by coming to church. You know, the first one is about what time people are allowed to get up. The next one is about whether they got the gift they wanted. The next one after that is when it's time to get the food ready, or possibly when it's time to open the drink. The next one after that is about who clears up. And the next one about that is about the TV remotes and who gets control of it. So in most households, most of us will argue about one of those things today. Now, you might find that you get through today with all of those emojis on your face. You might find that all of that happens. Hopefully not. And anyway, sometimes anticipation's half the battle. At least if you expect it's going to happen, you can be a little bit wary. But you know, everyone gets cross sometimes. It's part of being human, isn't it? You know, everyone gets something under their skin every once in a while, and we're not all perfect people. I love the phrase the angel used to Joseph, who was very puzzled. Great puzzle face, by the way. Who was very puzzled, and the angel said, look, when this boy comes, he'll be called Jesus. Why? Because he will save people from their sins. He won't save them from their weaknesses. He won't save them from being human. He won't save them from getting cross once in a while. He won't save them from things going wrong, but he will save them from their sins, which is the bit that actually matters. You know, a God who arrives in the middle of all the mess, away from home, in an animal feed trough, on the back of a pub, overlooked by grubby shepherds and weird strangers from the other side of the world, as far as they would have seen it. That kind of God comes into the middle of our mess. He doesn't sweep it aside with all the crossness and all the emotions. He doesn't sweep that aside. He comes slap bang into the middle of it. And that is where he finds us. Thank goodness. Bit of a confession to make. I'm a total addict of Christmas films. And the schmaltzier and the dafter, the better. You know, some of them I can probably quote to you line by line. I just can't help myself. And I watch the same ones every year. And I know what's going to happen. But I really, really love it. Except, because things have been different for me, I really struggle with the happy endings. And I love the Christmas films, and I'll still watch them, but somehow, when they all stand outside holding hands and the snow comes down and they sing, Oh Holy Night, somehow it really irks me, because my life isn't that way. My life isn't that tidy. But God finds us in the mess. God finds us in the middle of our untidy lives with all those emotions behind me going on. My Jesus, my Saviour, finds me in the middle of the mess. He finds the me that's hidden behind the emoji. And he says, I wanted to save you. And that's why Jesus came. little story just before I close. I don't know how you do things in your household. We try and be slightly organised that, you know, the wrapping paper goes to one side and, you know, so the presents don't get lost. And, you know, we thought we'd done that one year. And in March, I went into the garage and in a cardboard box was a present for one of my children. Just to make the story a little bit worse, it was from my mother-in-law, who has never let me forget that I nearly lost the Christmas present. So easy to lose things that matter in the middle of all the mess. Listen, if you think your life is not going to be messy, then you're daft. If you think your life's not going to have a whole mess of emotions and other things beside, then I'm not quite sure what planet you're on. But God finds us in the middle of the mess. He comes to us there, and he saves us there. Joseph, says the angel, this boy will be called Jesus. Lots of boys were called Jesus, because people used it as a way of reminding God of his responsibility to say, don't forget you're meant to save us one day. That's what the name means. But the angel said, this one will be called Jesus, because he means it. Because he will save you from your sins. Go away and enjoy the mess today. Go away and make some. But know that God will find you in the middle of it. Whichever of those faces you end up wearing today, God will find you in the midst of it. Let's stand up and sing our closing carol together, shall we? Joy to the World. Before I dispatch you to the glorious mess, I'd love to pray for you. Let's pray. Father, would you send your blessing on every family represented here, on all those we love, near and far. Father, today, let us know the blessing of your presence with us. In the mess, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and have a very happy Christmas.